Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, your 12-minute success coach. And today I want to talk about imagination. So last week we talked about the identity that you need to embrace to start becoming that person you want to be, creating the life you want to live and lead. And the next super key important piece of this is your imagination. Your imagination is a preview of a possibility. Before something exists in life, it usually exists in your mind first. Every business, invention, relationship, and dream began as an imagined future. So when you allow yourself to truly envision what you want, you expand what feels possible. When you start imagining your life, and then you add the feeling into it, what's it going to feel like when I get there, when I accomplish that, when I have that? Your subconscious mind goes in overdrive to make it happen. Super simple thing. I love a clean car. I just do. It makes me so happy. I have a 2011 Toyota Avalon, and it's white, and it has like 217,000 miles on it, 218 miles on it. It has a lot of miles on it, a lot of miles, 2011. I like it being clean, and I have a membership subscription to Charlie's Car Wash up the street, and I can drive through it as many times as I want in a month. And they have vacuums, so I can vacuum it out real quickly. It's usually just me. It's usually the front seat, passenger seat, driver's seat that need to be vacuumed, because the back seat, you know, I don't have kids or dogs and stuff back there, so it's usually not too dirty. But I like a clean car. And that's part of my imagination. I imagine myself driving a clean car that drives really well. I'm going to upgrade my car. That I don't make an Avalon any longer. If anybody works at Toyota that's listening to this podcast, would you please tell them? I'm devastated. I don't want a Crown. I want another Avalon, but 22 was the last year they made them. And I've only had one brand new car in my life. I want one more brand new car, and I would like it to be an Avalon, but it's not going to be unless they start making them again. And I can feel it, I can sense it, I can smell it when I have that new car. So the more vivid you are with your dream, what it's going to feel like, what you're going to do. If you had all the clients you wanted, and everybody wants a different number of clients, if you had that number of clients that you wanted, how would you feel? How would you feel with those clients? What would your day look like? One day a friend pulled out her phone and she goes, "Look what I found on my phone that I created." And we were all like, "Oh my gosh, what'd you create?" And she was like, "My perfect day." And she starts reading this perfect day scenario that she had created. And I started laughing and I said, "I told you to do that. I told you to do that." And so it was really funny because she had, you know, had it and then kind of misplaced it a little bit and then found it again on her phone. And it was just amazing how excited she became when she ran across it again. Because her imagination was so vivid, so clear and concise on what she wanted, how she wanted it to be. And it was mostly a business venture, like how she wanted to put this business together. So your imagination becomes super powerful in how things turn out. Super powerful. Your brain, your subconscious, it responds to a vivid imagination. It doesn't distinguish between a vividly imagined experience and a real one. It doesn't know the difference between a truth and a lie. But the more you tell yourself it, the more it's going to get into it. When you repeatedly picture your future with emotion, with detail, with belief, you begin wiring your brain for confidence, action, and opportunity. And those opportunities start showing up and the doors start opening. I was on a plane. I need to find some paperwork that would tell me what year. It could have been 2008, 2009, maybe a long time ago. And I was on an airplane coming home from LA on a business trip. I worked for the federal government. And this woman sat with me. There were three seats. She was window. I was aisle. Nobody came and sat between us. And she said, if you could do anything, what would it be? And I said, oh, I would be a trainer. I love training people. I was at an event. This woman did what I thought was a horrible job, and I think I could have done better. I would be a trainer. And she goes, well, you have just put that out into the universe, and a lot of doors will start showing up, and some you won't walk through, others you will. But you put that out in the universe, and it's going to happen. And I can remember thinking, that is the most airy-fairy, touchy-feely, woo-woo crap I've ever heard in my life. And what happened? I always trained in the office. I was often asked to go to other offices and train employees. And then one day, I was asked to spend a whole year traveling the whole country training people. At the end of that year, they said, you can leave or you can relocate. And I was like, I am not relocating. And I was like, all right, that lady was right. I put it out there. I literally can see myself standing in the middle of that hotel ballroom as if I were giving that training that I thought that woman did such a poor job at. And let's be clear, she was brilliant. She had a PhD in psychology. She was really, really good, really, really smart. However, she spoke about this loud. And she had a microphone. Nobody could hear her. So I just would have done a better job because I have more enthusiasm and I'm loud. And she talked right after lunch. So you really need somebody who can keep the attention after lunch. But I imagine that after that scenario, I'm going to be that person standing in the middle of that room, training that group of 80 people. It was clear. It was concise. What do you want? I asked a client that the other day. I said, what do you want? And all of a sudden, it was all stuttering and blubbering and I don't know, blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, then just sit on it. Sleep on it. What do you want? And once you decide what you want, I want you to write it out with absolute clarity. What do you want? I want to be a trainer. I want so many people. I want so many contracts. I want so much per event. What do you want? Make it clear, make it concise, and put all the feeling in it. The feeling is what makes it all different. It makes it come together because then your brain can really wrap its head around it, literally. And start coming together. It's so critical. Most of us limit our future because we stop imagining. Life, disappointments, and fear shrink our imaginations. But successful people continue asking, what if it could work? What if my best years are ahead? Your imagination helps create hope, direction, and the energy to move forward. I have had trouble with my knees since I was a little girl. I probably was 5 or 6 the first time I dislocated my right kneecap. It kept happening off and on for years. I was ice skating. If you've ever ice skated, you do this T-stop where you take your right foot and turn it sideways and hit it into the back of the left foot blade to stop. I think it's called a T-stop. It's been a long time. And when I did that, my right kneecap dislocated. It went to the side of my leg, and I couldn't get it back. At that point, I had always been able to pop it back really quickly, and it would not. And I can remember laying on the ice screaming, "Put it back, put it back, put it back." And finally, the instructor reached down and touched my kneecap, and it went right back into place. And they told me then, I was probably 14, yep, you got some bad knees there, girl. It's going to keep up. And I had my first major surgery when I was 30, 31. And they said, yep, you need both knees replaced at some point. And then fast forward a number of years, I tore my meniscus, another surgery. And then 1 year apart, I had one replaced. And the next year, the next one replaced. The second recovery was way slower than the first one, which irritated me, oh, to no end. But I finally got there. I finally got there where I could stand up without, I have to get up, or I have to sit down. I can walk up and down a flight of stairs, and my knees don't hurt me at all. And I had a friend say, yeah, but they're never the same. And I said, girlfriend, mine were bad from the get-go. I don't want them to be the same. I imagined a future where I could stand up and walk, and I wouldn't think twice about it. And I had not been able to do that for many, many years. So I imagine having strong, healthy knees where I could do what I wanted to do. And I can. I imagined leaving the federal government at 50. And guess what? I was 51. That's close enough. That is close enough, and it counts. And by the way, close enough for government work is actually a very positive thing to say, not a negative derogatory in the corporate or the construction world used to say, well, this is close enough for government work, meaning this is good enough. It's going to pass. It's good. So it's a positive thing, not a negative. It's used in a negative way now. But they said you can leave or stay and move. And I was like, I'm out of here. I set that up. I manifested it. I created it. I had the vision for it. Your imagination, or lack thereof, is what is creating your future. And you have the choice today to start imagining what you want it to look like. Leave all the negative behind. I told my husband recently, there are some people I need to spend a little less time with because they are too negative for me. I just can't do it anymore. I need a little more positivity. I need a little more hope. Your imagination creates that for you. And my challenge for you today is sit down and write out what you want your life to be. Last week, I said, what identity do you need to have? This week, now that you know the identity, what do you want it to be? What do you want it to look like? I'm Jennifer Takagi, your 12-Minute Success Coach, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.